Our Father, we thank you for the privilege of listening to your word and for the privilege of wanting to be like you want us to be.
Baba wa dupe lowo yin fun anfani lati teti si oro yin ati fun anfani lati dabi e se fe ka ri.
We ask you, O Lord, that all the prayers we pray and all the words we say unto you will mean exactly what we say in Jesus' name.
Angbadura wi pe gbogbo adura ti an gba si yin ati oro to nti enu wa jade pe ohun to nbe lokan wa ta fe se gan la o ma so ni oruko Jesu.
That our lives will make you happy.
Pe igbe aye wa yo ma fun yin layo.
And that our lives will bring others into the gospel.
Ati pe igbe aye wa yo ma mu awon elomiran wa sinu irere.
That we will not be a shame, we will not be a blemish to the gospel.
Pe a ko ni je omo tin da doju tini tabi ti yo je egan lara irere.
But that we lift up Jesus Christ in everything we say and do.
Sugbon pe a o ma gbe Jesu Kristi soke ninu gbogbo ti a nse tabi ti a nso.
Thank you, Lord, for the answer.
Oluwa dupe nitori pe e ti dahun.
Speak to our hearts today.
E ba okan wa soro loni.
Make us conformed unto the word of the Lord.
E mu ki a le dabi oro Oluwa gan ti npa lase fun wa.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Ni oruko Jesu ni agbadura.
We thank the Lord for bringing us to our combined service for the Yoruba language today.
Adupe lowo Olorun ti o mu wa wa sinu isin ajumosepo wa fun awa elede Yoruba loni.
And our joy is that we are able to come together and listen to the word of God in fellowship together.
Ayo wa sini wi pe a le wa papo lati
And it's very important as we come that we'll pay attention to his word so that the blessings of the word will be upon our lives.
O se pataki ba ti wa pe ka teti si oro Olorun ki awon ibukun tin be ninu oro na le je ti wa.
Today we're considering a very important subject in scripture.
Loni an se agbeyewo koko to se pataki ninu iwe mimo.
If we have time, you will see that the scripture talks about this subject from the beginning to the very end.
Ki aba ni akoko to o se awari pe lati bere iwe mimo titi de opin re ni iwe mimo so le mo le mo nipa akoko yi.
When God created Adam and Eve, he gave them the very nature of God, which is the nature of holiness.
Nigba ti Olorun da Adamu ati Eva o fun won ni eda ati re gan yi ni iwa Olorun ti se iwa mimo.
And even after they lost that nature because of the fall, he still made a way whereby man will come into that same experience of having the holy nature of the Almighty God.
Leyin ti won ti le padanu eda yi nipa isubu won lese kese Olorun bere si wa ona ti o fi da eniyan pada sinu eda re ti se iwa mimo.
And a constant command we have in the word of God is that we need to live a holy life.
Ase ta sin ri ninu oro Olorun lati gba de gba ni pe ani lati ma gbe igbe aye mimo.
And it is not only that we live a holy life externally, our lives must be holy inwardly as well.
Ki kan se pe ka ma gbe igbe aye mimo lode ara nikan sugbon ninu okan wa Olorun agbodo je mimo pelu.
It tells us in Hebrews chapter 12 verse 14.
Ninu Hebrews ori kejila ese kerin
follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord.
Oni e ma le pa alaafia pelu eniyan gbogbo ati iwa mimo ni aisi eyi ni ko si eni ti yo ri Oluwa.
The hope in your heart is to see the Lord at the very end, then you must be holy within and without.
To ba je ireti tin be lokan re ni pe o fe ri Oluwa nikeyin o ye ko je mimo ninu ati lode.
If your reason for worshiping here on earth is that you'll be able to reign with Christ above, you must be holy in heart and in life.
To ba je pe idi to fin sin Christi ni toto ni pe o fe ba joba nikeyin nigba na o ye ko mo pe o gbodo je mimo ninu ati lode.
In 1 John chapter 3 verse 3.
Ninu Johanu kini ori keta ese iketa.
And every man that has this hope in him purifies himself even as he is pure.
Olukuluku eni ti o ba si ni ireti yi ninu ara re a we ara re mo ani bi ohun ti mo.
There are people who go to church just because it's their custom to come to church.
Awon elomiran wa ti won lo si ile isin nitori pe asa won ni lati ma lo si bi ijo.
Others worship because their family has decided that they are going to be worshiping in a particular place.
Idi ti awon miran si fin lo si bi ijo si ni pe awon ebi won ti pinnu pe ibi bayi bayi la o ti ma lo jo.
And their worship does not have any sin, any bearing upon their lives.
It just in one kusi ni tumo kuni ami daya toka kani no aye one.
But for us who are expecting the coming of the Lord and to go with the Lord when He comes,
shugbon fun awa ti a nreti bibo Oluwa pe a fe ba goke nigba to ba de.
He tells us every every man that has this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure.
O so fun wa pe olukuluku eni ti o ba si ni ireti yi ninu re a we ara re mo ani bi ohun ti mo.
When God is talking of purity or holiness, it's not only talking of doing something right externally.
Nigba ti Olorun nso nipa iwa funfun tabi iwa mimo, Olorun ko so nipa nkan to je to di ara nikan.
He does not only look at our actions, he looks at the motive that brings the action.
Ki se ohun ta se gan nikan l'Olorun wo, sugbon ete ati erongba to mu ka se nkan ta se yi lo wo.
In 2 Chronicles chapter 25.
Ninu Chronica keji ori ke dogbon.
Verse 1 and verse 2.
Ese ikini ati ikeji.
And Amaziah was 25 years old when he began to reign.
Eni odun 25 ni Amasiah nigba ti o bere si joba.
Go on to verse 2. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a perfect heart.
Rekoja si ese keji, o si se eyi ti o to ni oju Oluwa, sugbon ki se pelu okan pipe.
You can see very clearly then that even when you do that which is right in the sight of the Lord, he looks at it whether you are doing it with a perfect heart or with an imperfect heart.
O le ri ni pe nigba ti o ba tile se ohun to to tabi to dara ni waju Oluwa, oju Oluwa fi wo ni pe boya pelu okan pipe ni tabi pelu okan ti ko pe.
So it is not enough for you to say but I'm right.
Nitori na ko to kokan so pe sugbon ohun ti mo se yi to,
I'm doing the right thing.
Ohun to to na ni mo n se.
Who will tell me that I've not done the right thing? It is not only that you are doing the right thing, are you doing it with a perfect heart? When God evaluated what Amaziah did, the writing of the word of God says he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a perfect heart. This is a very desire of the Lord, that your heart, your life, your motive, your action, everything you do will be perfect before the Lord. And if the Spirit of God is telling you that you are not perfect, your conscience telling you are not perfect, the word of God telling you are not perfect, everything around you indicating that there is no perfection, you are not yet arrived at the place where God wants you to arrive. In Genesis chapter 17 verse
1.
Genesis chapter 17 verse 1.
Genesis yori keta din logun ese ikini.
And when Abraham was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared unto Abraham and said unto him, I'm the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect.
Nigbati Abraham si di eni 99 odun, Oluwa para Abraham o si wi fun pe emi ni Olorun Olodumare, ma rin ni waju mi ki iwo ki o si pe.
He was an old man, 99 years of age.
O ti di arugbo, o ti di eni odun 99.
People tell us that when you are very old, we should expect you to do foolish things.
Awon eyan ma n so fun wa pe en to ba ti darugbo to dagba gbodo ma reti iwo omugo iwo omode lodo re.
And then people excuse their misbehavior on the basis of their age.
Awon eyan si ma n se awa wi pe ohun to fa di abajo ti won fi je omugo ni nitori pe won ti dagba.
Or they excuse their misbehavior because of the lack of education.
We're
not told that Abraham was a university graduate.
We're
not told that he was a teacher in any secondary school. He was a normal, regular, illiterate like you are. And God said, Abraham, education or no education, civilization or no civilization, walk before me and be thou perfect.
Olorun si wa so fun Abraham pe o kawe o kawe o o mo nipa olaju tabi o ko mo nipa re o ma rin ni waju mi ki iwo ki o si pe.
And he had married and there was no child.
O si ti segbeyawo sugbon ko ti ni omo.
The child he had was illegitimate and was not according to the will of God.
Tori pe omo to bi lona aito bi omo ale nitori pe ki se ife Olorun
fun. And he was still saying, oh God, are you not going to look at me? Look at what you promised. Where is the child?
O si n woju Olorun wipe Oluwa, wo n to ti se leri fun mi omo na da.
And here God was saying, child or no child, you've got what you want or you've not got it, walk before me and be thou perfect.
Ṣùgbọ́n ni Ọlọ́run wá sọ fún pé o ti bimo ni o tabo o ti bimo ilori na ti bimo se tabo o ti gba ma rin ni waju mi ki iwo ki o si pe
there is no excuse in every heart or life
ko si awa wi kankan nu igbe aye tabi iwa enikeni
he wants perfection from the people that are serving him
o nbere iwa pipe latodo awon ti o nsin
Matthew chapter 5 and verse 48
ninu Matthew ori karun ese keji de ladota
when Jesus came into this world
nigba ti Jesu wa sinu aye yi
he came to reveal the very mind of God
o wa lati fi okan Olorun gan han
This is the revelation of the mind of God. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Here again, Jesus confronted the people of the standard of God's demand. Telling the people that nothing short of perfection is required by God or will be acceptable by God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 1
ninu Corinthi keji ori keje ese ikini
having therefore these promises dearly beloved let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit perfecting holiness in the fear of God
nitori na eyin olufe bi ati ni ileri wonyi e je ki awe ara wa mo kuro ninu gbogbo egbin ti ara ati ti emi
Here Paul the apostle is saying that ordinary holiness is not even enough. Superficial external holiness is not enough.
It
challenges us to perfect holiness in the fear of God. It is possible that anyone will tell us that they are holy enough. But Paul is challenging such an individual. And he's saying that you need to be cleansed from all the filthiness of the flesh and the spirit. Filthiness of the flesh on one hand, filthiness of the spirit on the other hand. To be totally cleansed from within and from without. And then perfecting holiness in the fear of God. In Hebrews chapter 13, verses 20 and 21, now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect.
Nje Olorun alaafia eni ti o tun mu oluso agutan la ti awon agutan ti inu oku wa nipa eje majemu ayeraye ani Oluwa wa Jesu ki o mu yin pe
This is prayer.
Adura ni yi.
This was the concern of the inspired writer for these people.
Eyi ni edun okan tabi akole kan onkowe ta mi si yi fun awon eyan.
He wanted the Lord to make them perfect in every good work, to do his will working in you, that which is well pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever.
O fe ki Oluwa ko mu won pe ninu ise rere gbogbo lati se ife re, ki o ma sise ohun ti se itewogba niwaju re.
That's what brings us to the subject we're considering today. Sanctification and practical holiness. Sanctification and practical holiness. We're going to deal with 3 points in the message. Number one, salvation and new life in Christ.
Akoko igbala ati igbe aye tuntun ninu Christi.
Salvation and new life in Christ.
Igbala ati igbe aye tuntun ninu Christi.
In Matthew chapter 1 verse 21.
Ninu Matthew orikinni ese ikokanlelogun.
And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins.
Yosi bi omokunrin kan Jesu ni iwo pe oruko re nitori oni yo gba awon eniyan re la kuro ninu ese won.
Here is the message of the angel.
Ni lagbori ise ranse angeli na
talking to Joseph concerning the birth of Jesus Christ.
Ba Joseph usoro nipa ibi Jesu Christ Oluwa.
In a miraculous way there has been the conception by the Virgin Mary.
Ni ona iyanu ni Maria won di agba loyun.
And while Joseph was thinking about it because of the confusion it brought on his mind.
Nigbati Joseph si ronu nipa re nitori idarudako to mu ba okan re.
The angel came to Joseph to tell Joseph the mission of Jesus on earth.
Angeli na wa ba Joseph lati so ise iranse Jesu di mimo fun Joseph.
And he said she shall bring forth a son.
O si wi pe yo si bi omokunrin kan.
And thou shall call his name Jesus.
Jesu ni iwo pe oruko re.
What's the significance of that name?
Kini itumo tabi ise pataki oruko yi?
And what is the responsibility, the duty, the thing that Jesus will do?
Kisi ni awon ise, awon ojuse, awon nkan ti Jesu yo ma se?
He will save the people from their sins.
Yo gba awon eniyan re la kuro ninu ese won.
Jesus did not just come to bless us and leave us in sin. He came to draw us and take us out of our sin.
Jesu ko kan wa lati bukun fun wa lasan ko si fi wa sile sinu ese wa sugbo wa lati pa wa jade kuro ninu ese lati pa wa sodo ara re.
He didn't just come to give us a Christian name, a Christian outlook, a Christian dressing. He came to deliver us from our sins.
Ki kan se pe o wa lasan lati kan fun wa ni oruko Christiani tabi ki irisi wa dabi Christiani tabi ki awon awosho bi Christiani sugbo wa lati gba wa kuro lowo ese wa.
He didn't come just to make us a member of a church. He came to save the people from their sins.
Ko kan wa nitori pe ko le so wa di omo ijo kan tabi omiran sugbo wa lati le gba awon eniyan re la kuro ninu ese won.
When the Bible says he shall save his people from their sins,
nigbati bibeli wi pe yo gba awon eniyan re la kuro ninu ese won,
it means number one, he'll save you from the penalty of sin.
O tumo si pe lakoko yo gba o kuro lowo abayori ese.
Sin has punishment or penalty.
Abayori tabi ijiya nduro de igbe aye elese.
The person who dies in sin will go to hell.
Eni to ba ku sinu ese yo lo si orun apade.
But when you turn away from sin, you give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, he saves you from that penalty of sin.
Sugbon nigba ti o ba yi pada kuro ninu ese ti o jewo to ko ese re sile ti o gba Jesu Kristi ni Oluwa to olugbala re, yo gba o kuro lowo abayori ese.
Number two, he saves you from the pollutions of sin.
Ekeji yo gba o kuro lowo idibaje ti ese.
Sin makes us dirty and polluted and corrupted.
Ese ma nso wa di eleri eni ibaje elegbin ni waju Olorun.
It makes us filthy before the Lord.
O mu ka je eni egbin ni waju Olorun.
But when you are washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Sugbon nigba ti a ba we o ninu eje odo agutan na.
Then you are saved from the pollutions of sin.
Nigba na la o gba o kuro lowo idibaje ese.
Number three, he saves you from the power of sin.
Eketa o gba o la kuro lowo agbara tabi ipa ese.
You see sin as a way of keeping you in captivity and bondage.
O ma ese ni ona to fi le pa mo ninu igbepo ati ide.
O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death?
Emi eni osi tani yo gba mi lowo ara iku yi?
The good I know to do I cannot do, the evil sin I hate, that is what I do.
Bere ti emi nfe se emi ko le se sugbon buburu ti mo korira gan ohun ni emi nse.
He's talking of the power of sin.
Eyi so nipa agbara ese.
But he saves you from the power of sins. He breaks the power of sin in your life.
Sugbon gba o kuro lowo agbara ese. O n ja agbara ese kuro ninu aye re.
Number four, a time comes when he even delivers you from the presence of sin.
Yekere akoko na ti le nbo wa nigba ti yo gba o kuro ni iwaju ese patapata.
Behold the lamp of God that takes away the sins of the world.
Wo odo agutan Olorun eni ti o ko ese aye lo.
So then you see what Jesus Christ came to do.
Nitori lo wa ri ohun ti Jesu wa se.
To save you from the penalty of sin.
O n gba o la kuro lowo abayori ese.
From the pollution of sin.
Ati idibaje ese.
From the power of sin.
Ati agbara ese.
From the presence of sin.
Ati kuro nibi ti ese gbe wa.
When you come to know the Lord Jesus as your savior.
Nigba ti o ba wa lati mo Jesu gege bi olugbala re.
Then he takes you away from sin and takes sin away from you.
Nigba na ni yo mu kuro ninu ese, yo si mu ese kuro ninu re.
Your sins are forgiven.
A o dari awon ese re ji.
They are blotted out like a thick cloud.
A o si mu kuro, a o nu wonu gege bi.
You become a child of God.
Gege bi awosan mo, o si di omo Olorun.
And then there will be new life in you. Here is what the Lord himself revealed unto the people that had contact with him. In John chapter 5, he had just healed a particular man. And this man, after the Lord healed him, the Lord met him again. He had received a touch from the Lord. The grace of God. The power of God. The gift of the world to come. He had tasted and known that the Lord is good. And in John chapter 5 verse 14. Afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple. He didn't find him in a place of sin. Once the Lord Jesus touches your life, we will know where to find you. You will not be found in doubtful, questionable, sinful places. Afterward, that is after Jesus had healed him and touched him and blessed him, Jesus findeth him in the temple. And he said unto him, behold, thou art made whole, sin no more. See, when Jesus meets you and has an encounter with you, this is what he will tell you, sin no more. It means lie no more. It means deceive no more. It means fight no more. Abuse no more. Fornicate no more. No more adultery. No more polygamy. No more running after people's husband or people's wife. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. That is how we know those who are born again. That's how we know those who are children of God. That's how we know those who have salvation. In John chapter 8 and verse 11, she said, no man, Lord. Jesus said, neither do I condemn thee, go and sin no more. This is a woman that had been living a kind of dirty, prostitute kind of life. But she was brought into the presence of the Lord. And then Jesus said, I have not come to condemn you at this time, because the day of condemnation, the day of judgment, has not come yet. This is the day of forgiveness and love and the grace of God.
Jesus said,
I did not come to condemn, I came to save. Neither therefore do I condemn you. But that is what the people listen to. They don't listen to the rest of the sentence, then they run away. They say, Jesus does not condemn me. If you say, so and so, why are you doing this? Don't condemn me. Even Jesus does not condemn me. Man, why are you found in this thing? I don't preach condemnation here to me, because Jesus does not condemn me. I can do whatever I like. This is the time of grace. This is not the time of condemnation. They hear only the first part of the sentence and they run away, and such people are going to get into condemnation.
Listen
to the whole thing Jesus said. Neither do I condemn thee, go and sin no more. See, when you meet the Lord Jesus Christ, he gives you the grace, he gives you the love, he gives you the power to go and sin no more. That is the evidence of salvation. Is the evidence that your sins are forgiven? Is the evidence you have repented? Is the evidence you are a child of God? Is the evidence that Jesus is living inside you? In 1 John chapter 3 and verse 8. He that committed sin is of the devil.
It's
very clear. He that committed sin is of the devil.
May
spend 10, 15 years in deeper life. He that committed sin is of the devil.
Maybe
a preacher, maybe a worker, maybe full time or part time. He that committed sin is of the devil.
Ole je oniwaasu, ole je osise, ole je eni to je pe ise ijo nikan lo nse. Eni ti o ba ndese o ti esu ni.
It doesn't matter where it's coming from.
Ibi to ti wa o ti ejamo nkan kan.
I hope you don't have the erroneous idea that a deeper life sinner has any value, has any favor in the sight of God.
Mo ro pe ero to lodi yi ko si lokan re pe elese to je omo ojo deeper yi ni to wa sinu ojo deeper.
A deeper life sinner, an Anglican sinner, a Catholic sinner, a Pentecostal sinner, all of them are the same. They're going to spend eternity in hell.
He
that committed sin is of the devil. For the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. When you meet the Lord Jesus Christ, what he takes away from your life is the works, the activities of the devil. This is the purpose for which the Son of God was manifested. The very reason why he came to the world. If this has not happened in your life, then it means that he died on the cross of Calvary in vain on your behalf. That he might destroy the works of the devil. You should be examining your life. If there is anything that is the work of the devil, you know that this is what Jesus wants to destroy. Not that he wants to cover it up. Not that he wants it to remain there. Not that he wants to suppress it. Not that he wants to control it. Not that he wants to modify it and moderate it. He wants to come into your heart, in your life, to destroy the works of the devil. Sin is not the work of God. Evil deed is not the work of God. Fighting, jealousy, envy, all these immoralities is not the work of God. It is the work of the devil. And for this purpose, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin. You see that? You don't commit little sins.
O kò ní máa dá àwọn ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ kéékèèké.
You don't commit sin in secret.
O kò ní máa dẹ́ṣẹ̀ ní kọ̀kọ̀.
You don't commit sin in your market.
O kò ní máa dẹ́ṣẹ̀ níbi tó ti ń tajà.
You don't tell lies when you are selling.
O kò ní máa parọ́ níbi tó gbé ń tajà.
You don't abuse, you don't insult.
O kò ní máa bú ẹnikẹ́ni, o kò ní máa yọ èébú lára ẹnikẹ́ni.
You don't fight.
O kò ní máa já.
You don't keep malice.
O kò ní máa bẹ́nikẹ́ni
ní òdì. When you are a child of God.
Nígbà tó bá jẹ́ ọmọ Ọlọ́run.
Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin.
Ẹnikẹ́ni tí a ti pọ Ọlọ́run bí kì í dẹ́ṣẹ̀.
If sin is here, he'll run away.
Dẹ́ṣẹ̀ bá súnmọ́ tòsí, ó ferege.
If a woman is bringing sin, he'll run away from the sin and the woman.
Bí obìnrin kan bá mú ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ tọ̀ wá, ó sàkúrò lọ́dọ̀ obìnrin náà àti ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ tó ń gbé tọ̀ wá.
If a man is bringing sin, you will run away from the man and the sin.
Bí ọkùnrin kan bá fẹ́ mú ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ tọ̀ wá, ó sàré kúrò lọ́dọ̀ ọkùnrin náà àti ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ tó ń mú wá bá ọ.
If your office manager is bringing sin to you, you run away from the manager and the sin.
Bí gíwá ilé-iṣẹ́ rẹ̀ bá fẹ́ mú ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ tọ̀ wá, àti ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ náà àti gíwá náà, ó sàré fi wọ́n sílẹ̀ kíákíá.
If they want you, they say you will have children, but you have it in a simple way, you run away from the child and the sin.
Tó bá sọ fún ẹ pé nítọ́mọ o bímọ ṣùgbọ́n ọ̀nà tó lòdì ló gbàbí. Àtọmọ àtẹ̀ṣẹ̀ gbogbo rẹ̀ pátá ó kọ̀ wọ́n sílẹ̀ ó sàkúrò níbẹ̀.
Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin.
Ẹnikẹ́ni tá a ti pọ Ọlọ́run bí kì í dẹ́ṣẹ̀.
For his seed remains in him.
Nítorí tí irú rẹ̀ ń gbé inú rẹ̀.
Not somebody that will hear the word of God and forget.
Kì í ṣe ẹnìkan tó jẹ́ pé yóò gbọ́ Ọlọ́run tí yóò gbàgbé.
The seed is the word of God.
Irúgbìn náà ni ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
The seed remains in him.
Irú tàbí irúgbìn náà ń gbé inú rẹ̀.
The word of God remains in him.
Ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run ń gbé inú rẹ̀.
Not the person that hears and forgets.
Kì í ṣe ẹni tó ń gbọ́ tó ń gbàgbé.
He reads it and he forgets.
Tó ń kà tó ń gbàgbé.
You tell him and he forgets.
Tá à ń sọ fún un tó ń gbàgbé.
The seed remains in him.
Irú rẹ̀ ń gbé inú rẹ̀.
Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee.
Ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ ni mo pamọ́ ní àyà mi kí èmi kí ó má bàa ṣẹ̀ sí ọ.
Look at that verse 9.
Wẹ́n fẹ́ kẹsàn án yìí.
He cannot sin.
Kò sì lè dẹ́ṣẹ̀.
He cannot sin.
Kò sì lè dẹ́ṣẹ̀.
There's nothing you can do to him to make him sin.
Kò sí ohunkóhun tó o lè ṣe sí tó o fi lè mú dẹ́ṣẹ̀.
You can't tease him to make him sin.
O lè fà á létè láti mú kó dẹ́ṣẹ̀.
You can't tempt him to make him sin.
O lè dán wò láti mú kó dẹ́ṣẹ̀.
You can't put pressure on him to make him sin.
O lè yọ lẹ́nu láti mú kó dẹ́ṣẹ̀.
You can't give him gift to make him sin.
O lè fún ní ẹ̀bùn láti mú kó dẹ́ṣẹ̀.
You can't deceive him to make him sin.
O lè tán jẹ láti mú kó dẹ́ṣẹ̀.
You can't promise him any material thing to make him sin.
Kò sí ìlérí ohun ìní táyé tó lè ṣe fún tó lè mú kó dẹ́ṣẹ̀.
You can't make him forget himself to make him sin.
O lè mú kó gbàgbé ara rẹ̀ kó wá lọ dẹ́ṣẹ̀.
He cannot sin.
Kò sí lè dẹ́ṣẹ̀.
In times of sickness, in times of health, he cannot sin.
Ní àkókò àìsàn tàbí ní àkókò ìlera kò lè dẹ́ṣẹ̀.
All these people that are telling us it is because during our courtship the man was doing something and then I could not resist. There you are, the fellow is not even born again.
Gbogbo àwọn wọ̀nyí tó jẹ́ pé wọ́n á bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí sọ ìtàn ìtàn ìbànújẹ́ pé èmi náà kọ́ ní àkókò tí à ń jọ ọba jẹ́ àárín ìpọ̀ gẹ́gẹ́ bí ẹni tó fẹ́ fẹ́ra wọn ọkùnrin ló fẹ́ ṣe nǹkan tí kò sì lè tako.
Since I've been coming to church all this time, I came because of the problem I had. And since I could not get the problem solved, our people, they were telling me that I must do this, I must do this. It's not my fault. That's why I sin. You are a sinner. You are not born again.
Ẹ̀yin náà mo yọ ọdún tí mo ti ń wá sínú ìjọ wa yìí. Ohun tó sì ń gbé mi wá náà ni ìṣòro tí mo ti ní látọdún mọ́dún yìí wá. Gbogbo ògbìyànjú mi láti yí kúrí kó yanjú pàbó ni. Ìdí ni tó fi jẹ́ pé àwọn èèyàn wá wọ́n sì sọ fún mi pé tí mo bá gbọ́ ọ̀nà báyìí tí mo gba tọ̀hún tó lòdì pé yóò yanjú torí náà ẹbí mi kọ́ ò tí ì dẹni ìgbàlà ò tí ì molúwa.
When I saw everybody getting promotion in our place of work and I said, sit down there, deeper, deeper. Sit down there, holiness, holiness. You will see, you will never get this promotion. And when I was to make two ends meet, what will I do now? So that's why eventually I had to lean towards them, and then I did it. It's because you are not born again.
Ẹ kúkú mọ̀ wípé ẹbí mi kọ́ gbogbo tó ń ṣẹlẹ̀ nílé iṣẹ́ wa bí wọ́n ti ń gbé ni ga bẹ́ẹ̀ ni mò ń sọ pé gbogbo àwọn èèyàn wọn fún ní ìgbéga èmi nìkan ni mo fún ní ìgbéga ó sì ń fi mí ṣe yẹ̀yẹ́ wọ́n ní ara dípà jókòó bẹ́ẹ̀ ìwà mímọ́ nìkan ló máa sọ kó o ṣe nǹkan táwọn ẹgbẹ́ rẹ̀ ń ṣe òun ló fà á tí mo fi para tì wọ́n tí wọ́n sì ràn mí lọ́wọ́ torí náà ẹbí mi kọ́ ohun tó ṣẹlẹ̀ gan ni wípé o tí ì dẹni ìgbàlà.
When somebody is born again.
Nígbà tí ẹnìkan bá di ẹni ìgbàlà.
If there is no food to eat.
Tí kò bá sóúnjẹ láti jẹ rárá.
No dress to wear.
Tí ò sí aṣọ láti wọ̀.
No accommodation to live.
Tí ò sí ibùgbé láti gbé.
That you are like like Lazarus that is put at the gate of the rich man's house. Say, I'd rather die and go to heaven than commit sin against my God. He cannot sin because he's born of God. In 1 John chapter 5 verse 18, we know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not.
Ṣùgbọ́n ẹni tí a bí nípa ti Ọlọ́run a máa pa ara rẹ̀ mọ́ ẹni búburú ni kìí sì fọwọ́ kàn.
It was necessary to settle that point number one before we go to point number two.
Ó ṣe pàtàkì láti kọ́kọ́ yanjú kókó kìíní yìí ná ká tó rí kọjá lọ sórí kókó kejì.
Point number two, sanctification for saved members of the church.
Kókó kejì, ìsọdi mímọ́ fún àwọn ọmọ ìjọ tó ti di ẹni ìgbàlà.
That makes you to wonder.
Èyí yóò jẹ́ kó bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí yà ó lẹ́nu.
Why do we have to say saved members of the church? Are there other kinds of members in the church?
Pé kí ló dé tá a fi ní láti sọ wípé àwọn ọmọ ìjọ tí wọ́n ti di ẹni ìgbàlà?
Well, the Bible tells us that the visible church will always be a mixed multitude.
Bíbélì ti sọ fún wa pé ìjọ tá a lè fojú rí yóò máa jẹ́ àdàlù àwọn ènìyàn.
There are people that do not understand the Bible.
Àwọn èèyàn kan wà tí òye Bíbélì kò yé.
They say, if this is a real church, why is it we have this person they are not born again, that person they are not born again, how is it a church?
Wọ́n ní tó bá jẹ́ pé ní tòótọ́ ìjọ Bíbélì nìyí. Kí ló dé tá a tún fi rí àwọn kan ní ìta rí lágbájá níbẹ̀ kò tí ì nígbàlà tẹ̀mẹ̀dò lọ́run ni kò tí ì dàtún bí? Kí ló dé tẹ́lẹ̀ yìí fi jẹ́ ìjọ?
Jesus tells us that the visible church will be a combination of wheat and tares.
Jesus sọ fún wa wípé ìjọ tá a lè fojú rí yóò jẹ́ àkójọpọ̀ àlìkámà àti èpò.
There was a Judas Iscariot in the midst of the disciples.
Judas Iscariot kan wà láàrin àwọn ọmọ ẹ̀yìn.
There was a Demas among the followers of Paul.
Dema kan wà láàrin àwọn tí wọ́n ṣiṣẹ́ papọ̀ pẹ̀lú Paul.
The visible church will have some people that are backsliding members.
Ìjọ tá a lè fojú rí yóò ní àwọn kan tí wọ́n jẹ́ ọmọ ìjọ tó ti padà sẹ́yìn.
Unsaved members.
Àti àwọn tí wọ́n jọmọ ìjọ tí ò tí ì nígbàlà.
Hypocritical members.
Àwọn ọmọ ìjọ tó jẹ́ àgàbàgebè.
Members that have lost the certificate for heaven.
Àwọn ọmọ ìjọ tí wọ́n ti sọ ìwé ẹ̀rí fún ìjọba Ọlọ́run nù.
And those people, if they want to get to heaven, will go back to Calvary and be born again, so that they'll become born again, they'll be saved, and they'll be getting ready on their way to heaven to get to the narrow path.
Bí irú àwọn ẹni bẹ́ẹ̀ bá sì fẹ́ fi ọ̀run ṣe ibi ìsinmi ibùgbé wọn níkẹyìn tí wọ́n fẹ́ bí ọ̀run rere, wọ́n ní láti padà wá sí Calvary kí wọ́n ronúpù àdẹ̀ṣẹ́ wọn, kí wọ́n di àtúnbí, kí wọ́n sì padà wá sójú ọ̀nà tóró tó lọ sí ọ̀run.
If you are a saved member of the church,
bí o bá jẹ́ ọmọ ìjọ tó ti di ẹni ìgbàlà,
then sanctification is available for you.
Nígbà náà ìsọdi mímọ́ wà fún ọ.
And sanctification is compulsory for you.
Ìsọdi mímọ́ sì jẹ́ ọ̀ràn àyàn fún ọ.
In John chapter 17 verse 9.
Nínú Jòhánù orí kẹtàdínlógún ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹsàn-án.
Here is Jesus Christ praying for the saved members of the church.
Ní ìlàrí Jésù Kristì Olúwa tí ó ń gbàdúrà fún àwọn ọmọ ìjọ tí wọ́n ti di ẹni ìgbàlà.
I pray for them, I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine.
Èmi ń gbàdúrà fún wọn, èmi kò gbàdúrà fún aráyè, ṣùgbọ́n fún àwọn tí ìwọ ti fi fún mi, nítorí pé tìrẹ ni wọ́n í ṣe.
And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I'm glorified in them.
Tìrẹ sáà ni gbogbo ohun tí í ṣe tèmi àti tèmi sì ni gbogbo ohun tí í ṣe tìrẹ àti ti ṣe mí lògo nínú wọn.
In verse 12,
ní ẹsẹ̀ kejìlá,
while I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name.
Nígbà tí mo wà pẹ̀lú wọn ní ayé, mo pa wọ́n mọ́ ní orúkọ rẹ.
Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost.
Àwọn tí ìwọ fi fún mi ni mo ti pamọ́, ẹnìkan nínú wọn kò sì ṣègbé.
But the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled.
Bí kò ṣe ọmọ ègbé, kí ìwé mímọ́ kí ó lè ṣẹ.
He said, Father, I am praying for the ones that I have kept, I'm praying for the ones that are not sons of perdition. I'm praying for the one that are saved.
Oni baba mo n gbadura fun awon ti mo ti pamo. Mo n gbadura fun awon ti ki se omo igbe. Mo n gbadura fun awon ti mo ti gbala.
The one that has become the son of perdition, as Judas Iscariot, this prayer of sanctification does not cover him.
Eyi to ti di omo igbe, eyi ni Judas Iscariot. Adura isodimo yi ko kan rara.
But the ones that have stayed with me, I've given them your word, they have received your word, they are staying with me, and they are staying under the keeping power of the grace of God in salvation. I'm praying for them to be sanctified.
Sugbon awon woyi ti won wa pelu mi, awon to je pe ore ofe Olorun tin gba ni la ngbe nu okan won sibe, awon gan ni mo ngbadura fun pe ki o so won di mimo.
The ones that have been lost, looking for money, searching for money, they have become sons of perdition. This prayer is not for them.
Awon ti won ti sonu nitori won wa owo, ife owo ti gbo kan won kan, awon me gbe adura yi o si fun won.
The ones that have run away after idol, after the water spirit, after the tree, looking for children, this prayer is not for them.
Awon to ti not ti won ti sako lo ti won wa omo, won ti lo si sodo yemoja, won ti lo si di iroko, won lo kaakiri, adura yi o le sise fun won.
The one that secretly are going to the backyard of false prophets, washing and bathing with what they call holy water, this prayer is not for them. Those ones are sons of perdition.
Awon ti won lo kaakiri, ti won lo ba awon woli eke ni bi gereje gereje, ti won kole won si, ti won sin wi pe e sa ran wa lowo, ran wa lowo, iru awon eni be ti won jomo igbe, adura yi o wa fun won.
The ones that are bathing with black soap and eating charcoal and saying, I didn't do my sin to kill anybody, I'm trying to take care of myself, those sons of perdition, daughters of perdition, this prayer is not for them.
Awon ti won fi omi kan we, ti won pe ni omi mimo, awon kan to je pe ose dudu ni won fi nwe, atorisirisi aye orisirisi nkan ni won dawole, iru awon eni be ti won ti sako lo, ti won je omo igbe, adura yi o wa fun won.
He says, I have kept the ones who have given to me, none of them is lost, but the son of perdition.
Oni mo ti pa awon ti iwo fi fun mi mo ni oruko re, ko si eni to segbe ninu won bi ko si omo igbe.
It is in your hand whether you will be a true child of God or you'll be a son of perdition.
Owo re lo wa, iwo ni yo pinu boya o fe je omo Olorun tooto ni tabi o fe ya omo igbe.
But Jesus said, I know my sheep and my sheep know my voice.
Sugbon Jesu wi pe emi mo awon agutan mi, awon agutan mi si mo ohun mi.
They hear my voice and they follow me.
Won gbo ohun mi, won si nto mi leyin.
And he says, nobody can pluck them out of my hand.
Won si wi pe ko si si eni ti o le ja won kuro ni owo mi.
My Father which gave them me is greater than all.
Baba mi eni ti o fi won fun mi po ju gbogbo won lo.
You see, those are the people that Jesus prayed for.
O mo awon eni ti Jesu gba.
What prayer did he pray for them?
Adura wo gan lo gba fun won.
Verse 17.
Ese iketa din logo.
Sanctify them.
So won di mimo.
You see, that is the sanctification we're talking about.
O mo, iso di mimo ti an so nipa re niyi.
The sanctification that is for those who have been born again already.
Iso di mimo ti o wa fun awon to ti di atunbina.
Sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is true.
So won di mimo ninu otito, otito ni oro re.
You see, after you have been saved, you need to be sanctified.
O mo, leyin ti o ba ti di atunbi, oni lati ni iso di mimo.
In Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 6.
Ninu Deuteronomy ori ogbon ese ikefa.
And the Lord thy God will circumcise thine heart.
Oluwa Olorun re yo si ko aya re ni ila.
And the heart of thy seed.
Ati aya iru omo re.
To love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, that thou mayest live.
Lati ma fe Oluwa Olorun re pelu aya re gbogbo ati pelu okan re gbogbo ki iwo ki o le ye.
The Lord thy God.
Oluwa Olorun re.
Is not the God of the Egyptians, because the Egyptians are not saved.
Ki se Olorun awon ara Egypt, tori pe awon ara Egypt ko ti deni igbala.
Is not the God of the Canaanites, because the Canaanites were not saved.
Ki se Olorun awon ara Canaan, tori awon ara Canaan ko ti deni igbala.
But the Lord thy God, because you are saved.
Sugbon ohun ni Oluwa Olorun re, nitori pe o ti di eni igbala.
But after you have been saved, the Lord thy God who saved you will circumcise thine heart.
Sugbon leyin to ti wa di eni igbala nisisiyi, Oluwa Olorun re yo wa so okan re di mimo.
And circumcise the heart of thy seed.
Yo pa aya re ni ila ati aya iru omo re.
To love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul.
Lati ma fe Oluwa Olorun re pelu aya re gbogbo ati pelu okan re gbogbo.
That thou mayest live.
Ki iwo ki o le ye.
Without that sanctification, invocation, you cannot
live.
Even the salvation you have eventually will dwindle and die. Without that salvation, you cannot live the abundant life. You cannot live in the direct presence of God. You cannot live the most joyful life. You cannot live the most uninterrupted spiritual life. But it is when you are circumcised in heart and sanctified in heart and purified in heart, you are able to love God with all your heart and with all your soul. It is only then you will see that you live the Christian life so joyfully. You'll be beaming with the joy of God every time. People will not know that you only take vegetables at the backyard, and that is the only thing you have eaten from for the whole week. They will not know you have only two dresses. You put on one, you wash the other, then you take that one, you wash this one. They will not know that those only two dresses are the things you have because of the joy of the Lord. You'll be living the abundant life.
They
will not know that your husband ran away from you.
You
will be reading the Bible, singing the songs of the Lord, witnessing and praying to the Lord. The joy of the Lord will be full in your heart because you are sanctified. They will think you have no problems at all. They will not know you don't have child already. They will not know you are still praying that God will give you child. You will be living the life that they will think there is no concern, there is no care, there is no problem, there is no perplexity in your life at all. They will be praying, oh God, make me like so and so, make me like so and so. They will be thinking you are a millionaire why you don't have 10 naira in your purse. Because you are happier than the millionaire. You are living a life of heaven on earth. The joy of the Lord is so full that lack of money, poverty, or whatever it is will not interrupt the joy of God in your life. That's what we call sanctification. When your heart is circumcised, your heart is purified, the love of God is full in your heart, and the material things of the world, the external things of the world will not move you a bit. In Ezekiel chapter 36, reading from verse 25, then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your idols, and from all your filthiness will I cleanse you. That's salvation. Verse 26. A new heart also will I give you. And a new spirit will I put within you. You cannot pretend sanctification. You cannot act out sanctification.
Impossible.
Only God can give this to you.
A
new heart will I give you. A new spirit will I put within you. I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh. It's very easy to know those who are sanctified. Very easy. They are sensitive to the word of God. They are not stubborn. They are not rebellious. They're not stiff-necked. They're not incorrigible. They're not self-willed. They don't follow their own way. They don't say, like the pastor say, what he wants, this is what I'm going to do. They don't say, I am a dry fish, nobody can bend me. I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh. I will give you an heart of flesh. Very easy to be led when you are sanctified. Very easy to be corrected when you are sanctified. Sister, why did I hear that about you? Oh, sir, I'm so sorry. I didn't know it was wrong. I'll never do that again. Brother, why didn't we find you yesterday? Sir, I'm so sorry. I don't want to give any excuse. To talk about go slow, no vehicle, that will be excuse. I am sorry. It is easy to know the people that are sanctified. You can easily bend them, you can direct them, you can control them, sit down. Stand up. Those other meetings, churches that are not, don't go there. Yes, sir, that's all. Am I a little child that they are controlling me? I will go anywhere I want to go. Am I not intelligent enough to see what is bad and what is good? Leave me alone. Who will police my life? I will go.
That's
how we know them.
The
stony heart is still there. By
their
fruits you will know them. But when you are sanctified, they slap you on the one cheek like this, you turn the other onto them. They abuse you, you don't know how to abuse again. They want, the bus conductor says this and this like a ruffian, like a thug. You don't know how to reply them. In the church, there is a little misunderstanding or disagreement, and they say, say your own. What do you have to say? You say, well, I don't have anything to say. I am sorry for anything I did that you think is wrong.
Ninu ijo ede ayede kan wa laarin re ati enikeji e wa wi pe o da iwo na ti ero ti e wa so tenu re na.
You see, when you are sanctified, people will know. You'll not be the one that is going about defending yourself. And they are just saying that I'm wrong. I know that I'm a child of God, and God will prove who is right, and God will confirm who is the one that is following God. Is that sanctification?
You
see, if you are going to be sanctified, number one, there will be a desire within you. Blessed are they that thirst and hunger after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Number two, there will be consecration. Jesus suffered without the gate that we might be sanctified. Let us go therefore after him without the gate. Number three, there will be prayer. Ye have not because ye ask not. Number four, there will be faith. Because he puts no difference between us and them, sanctifying, purifying their heart by faith. Point number three, then, Christ-like and practical holiness. Christ-like and practical holiness.
Iwa mimo bi ti Christi ti an fi soju se.
In Luke chapter 1 and verse 75.
Ninu Luke ori kini ese ikarun din ni ogorin.
In holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our lives.
Ni mimo iwa ti ni ododo ni waju re ni ojo aye wa gbogbo.
That's a kind of holiness he wants to give us.
Iru iwa mimo to fe ti fun wa niye.
Not a kind of external holiness alone.
Ise iru iwa mimo ti odi ara lasan.
Holiness within and without.
You are mimo ninu ati lode.
Not only visible holiness.
Kise you are mimo ati odi ara ti an foju ri nikan.
Holiness that is visible and also invisible, hidden within the heart, which is only seen by God.
You are mimo ti an foju ri ti eniyan le ri lode ara. Ati eyi to je pe a ko le foju ri to je pe inu lo wa Olorun nikan lo le ri.
Not temporary holiness.
Kise you are mimo to wa fun igba die.
But continual uninterrupted holiness. Not moderate, limited holiness.
But
holiness that permeates every action, every life, everything that you
do.
In holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our
life.
I pray the Lord will do it for you.
Adura mi ni wipe Oluwaye o se fun o.
If you will pray like the people in the Bible pray.
Bi o ba le gbadura bi awon eniyan no Bible se gbadura.
Those people, they forgot food.
Awon eyan won ni won gbagbe ounje.
They forgot material things.
Won gbagbe ohun ini ti ara.
They forgot the praise of men.
Won gbagbe iyin eniyan.
They forgot all the things they could have in the world.
Won gbagbe gbogbo ti won le ni ninu aye.
It's like Christian in the book Pilgrim's Progress.
Nse lo dabi eni ta pe ni Christiani ninu iwe ta pe ni irin ajo awon eniyan.
All his neighbors were calling him to come back. Not to be too religious. Not to go too far. He put his fingers in his ears. He was looking at the gate in front of him. He was running away from everyone. Just focusing on the place that he needed to go so that everything concerning sin will get away from him. And all he was crying and shouting for was eternal life.
Nigba gbogbo lo sin ti gbebo nu pe mu ma tesiwaju si iya ni pekun.
And that is like praying like Jacob.
Eyi si dabi gbigbadura bi ti Jacob.
Saying that you want that holiness at all costs.
Si ohun wi pe iwa mimo yi ohun fe ni gbogbo ona.
Hosea chapter 10 verse 12 tells us.
Hosea ori kewa ese kejila nibe lo nso fun wa.
Sow to yourselves in righteousness.
E furugbin fun ara yin ni ododo.
Reap in mercy.
E ka ni anu.
Break up your fallow ground.
E tu ile yin ti a ko.
For it is time to seek the Lord.
Nitori o to akoko lati wa Oluwa.
What do we seek the Lord for?
Kilo nta wa nwa Oluwa fun o.
Many seek the Lord for children.
Opolopo lo nwa Oluwa fun omo.
For healing.
Fun iwosan.
For deliverance.
Fun idande.
For money.
Fun owo.
For husband.
Fun oko.
For wife.
Fun aya.
For job.
Fun ise.
Many things.
Opolopo awon nkan.
But they are not interested in the things that will take them to heaven.
Sugbon won ko ni inu didun won o si ni fe si ohun ti yo gbe won dorun.
Let us be wise. The world is passing away. And the things that are in the world. It is time to seek the Lord. Till he come and rain righteousness upon you. I believe he will do it. Faithfully see who has called you, who also will do it. Let's rise up and pray. We cannot hide before God. He knows my secret. He knows what I do in the dark. He knows the thoughts of my heart. He knows whether I am ready for heaven or not. He knows whether I am only pretending. He knows whether my holiness is only external.
lásánni.
He knows what I desire within.
Ó mọ tí mò ń fẹ́ nínú ọkàn mi.
He knows whether I am living that abundant life.
Ó mọ bóyá mò ń gbé ìgbé ayé ìyè lọ́pọ̀lọpọ̀ náà.
He knows where my treasure is.
Ó mọ bí tí ìṣúra mi wà.
He knows where my heart is.
Ó mọ bí tí ọkàn mi wà.
He knows what I'm concerned about.
Ó mọ ohun tó jẹ mí lógún.
He knows what makes me happy.
Ó mọ ohun tó múnú mi dùn.
He knows whether it is money I'm running for.
Ó mọ bóyá owó ni mò ń sá káàkiri.
He knows whether it is the praise of men I'm looking for.
Ó sì mọ bóyá kí àwọn èèyàn máa yìn mí ni mò ń lépa.
He knows my heart. He knows your heart.
Ó mọ ọkàn mi. Ó mọ ọkàn rẹ.
Let us seek the face of the Lord.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká wá ojú Olúwa.
If you have not been born again, seek the Lord and be born again.
Bí o kò bá ti di àtúnbí, wá ojú Olúwa kí o sì di àtúnbí.
Come to Jesus who will destroy all the works of the devil.
Wá sọ́dọ̀ Jésù ẹni tí yóò pa gbogbo iṣẹ́ ìṣòro.
Come to Jesus who will set you free from sin.
Wá sọ́dọ̀ Jésù ẹni tí yóò sọ́dọ̀ òmìnira kúrò lọ́wọ́ ẹ̀ṣẹ̀.
If the Son shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed.
Bí ọmọ bá sọ yín di òmìnira, ẹ ó sì di òmìnira ní tòótọ́.
What shall it profit us if we gain the whole world and we lose our own souls?
Èrè kí ni yóò jẹ́ fún wa bí a bá jèrè gbogbo ayé yìí tá a sì pàdánù ẹ̀mí wa?
What does it profit us if we have all the clothes and all the money and all the husbands and all the wives and all the children and everything and we lose our own souls?
Èrè kí ni yóò jẹ́ fún wa bá a bá ní gbogbo aṣọ, tá a ní gbogbo ìní, tá a ní gbogbo aya, tá a ní gbogbo ọkọ, tá a ní gbogbo ọmọ, tá a ní gbogbo dúkìá ayé yìí, ṣùgbọ́n tá a wá pàdánù ẹ̀mí wa?
If we build all the houses in Lagos and lose our own souls.
Tó bá dá wa nìkan la kọ́ gbogbo ilé tó wà ní ìlú Èkó yìí, tá a sì wá pàdánù ẹ̀mí wa, kí ni yóò
béèrè? What shall it profit if you have the greatest money, the biggest account in the bank and you lose your own soul?
Èrè kí ni yóò jẹ́ fún ọ tó bá jẹ́ wọn olówó jù nílé ìfowópamọ́ tí ń bẹ lórílẹ̀-èdè yìí, ṣùgbọ́n tó wá pàdánù ẹ̀mí rẹ nígbẹ̀yìn?
Where will you spend eternity?
Níbo ni ìwọ yóò ti lo ayérayé?
Without holiness no man shall see the Lord.
Láì sí ìwà mímọ́ kò sí ẹni tí yóò rí Olúwa.
Don't let any church deceive you.
Má ṣe jẹ́ kí ìjọ kankan tàn ọ́ jẹ.
Don't let any preacher deceive you.
Má ṣe jẹ́ kí oníwàásù kankan tàn ọ́ jẹ.
Don't let any prophet deceive you.
Má ṣe jẹ́ kí wòlíì kankan tàn ọ́ jẹ.
Don't let them tell you that you are okay the way you are not okay if you are not holy.
Má ṣe jẹ́ kí wọ́n sọ fún ọ pé ẹ bó ti wà yẹn náà ti dára tó. Bí o kò bá ti ní ìwà mímọ́ kò tí ì débi tó yẹ kó o dé.
Without holiness no man shall see the Lord.
Láì sí ìwà mímọ́ kò sí ẹni tí yóò rí Olúwa.
For the blood of Jesus can make you whiter than snow.
Ṣùgbọ́n ẹ̀jẹ̀ Jésù Kristì lè fọ ọmọ ju snow lọ.
The Lord is calling you.
Olúwa ń pè ọ́.
Why don't you come?
Kí ló dé tí o kò fi wá?
He wants to save you.
Ó fẹ́ gbà ọ́ là.
Why don't you come?
Kí ló dé tí o kò fi wá?
He wants to cleanse you.
Ó fẹ́ wẹ̀ ọ́ mọ́.
Why don't you come?
Kí ló dé tí o kò wá?
Why do you give excuse?
Kí ló dé tí o fi ń ṣe àwáwí?
Why will you pretend?
Èéṣe tó fi máa díbọ́n.
Come unto me.
Ẹ wá sọ́dọ̀ mi.
All ye that labour.
Gbogbo ẹ̀yin tí ń ṣiṣẹ́.
And are heavy laden.
Tí a sì dí ẹrù wúwolé lórí.
And I will give you rest.
Èmi ó sì fi ìsinmi fún yín.
He will forgive your sin.
Yóò darí ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ rẹ jì ọ́.
He will write your name in the book of life.
Yóò kọ orúkọ rẹ sínú ìwé ìyè.
He will change your character.
Yóò yí ìwà rẹ padà.
He will transform you.
Yóò sọ ọ́ dọ̀tun.
You'll never be the same again.
O kò tún ní rí bákan náà mọ́.
He'll give you the power to go and sin no more.
Yóò fún ọ ní agbára láti má ṣe dẹ́ṣẹ̀ mọ́.
You'll be saved.
Yóò gbà ọ́ là.
And after you are saved,
lẹ́yìn tó bá ti di ẹni ìgbàlà,
he will say, come back again and let me sanctify you.
Yóò tún wí pé padà wá sí èyí kí n lè sọ ọ́ di mímọ́.
He can do it today.
Ó lè ṣe é lónìí.
Faithfully see that calleth you.
Olódodo lẹni tó pè yín.
He will do it.
Yóò ṣe é.